What a curious gospel that we have today. We've spoken much in the last week about St. John the Baptist and how he prepares for the coming of the Lord. It seems like in the gospel today from Luke that John the Baptist isn't quite sure whether Jesus is the Messiah. Of course, some have thought that perhaps what John was doing by sending his two disciples to ask this question was for them to see and to hear for themselves. Of course, John can point out this is the Lamb of God, and he could say this is the one who is to come. But perhaps they needed to really experience for themselves, and that way they would begin to believe and then follow Jesus themselves, rather than simply taking it on the testimony of John. On the other hand, perhaps John was not quite sure if Jesus was the Messiah, if he was the one that he was preparing the way for. And perhaps one reason why we could think that is that when John came, you know, one of the things he proclaimed is that the one who is coming after me will have his winnowing fan. The axe is already in his hand. It's going to strike at the root. And so perhaps what John was expecting is somebody a little bit more fiery, somebody who was going to come with was going to really turn the world upside down, was going to conquer all of Israel's enemies, and was going to make this holy people. Of course, what we realize is that Jesus came in a very hidden way. A much more quiet way. When he describes himself, you know, that he is the smoldering wick that he won't quench, or the bruised reed that he will not break. That the Lord comes in such a different way, such an unexpected way. And perhaps John was thinking of how many other people were expecting the Messiah to be this kind of thing, this kind of person, or that kind of person. And who Jesus is, and in fact who God is so different. So it goes so far beyond what we could think or imagine. I think what this means for us is that we always have to be open to how God works in our lives and in the lives of others. That he comes in so many unexpected ways. If everything works out according to our plans all the time, if we think that God always agrees with us for everything we think and do, then we're probably not following his way. But we can be sure that we're not following his way, because God is so unexpected, and he thinks so differently. Just recently, I was speaking to a pastor, a friend of mine, who was helping a couple to prepare to be there for the marriage to be convalidated. And the husband said, his reaction to the pastor and to this meeting and having their marriage convalidated was, why is the church so judgmental? And you know, the pastor's response was, it's not that the church is judgmental, it's that this is what it's been teaching for years. This has been teaching for centuries. This is the teaching of Jesus. And sometimes we may not know it and not recognize it. We may be ignorant of the fact that we need our marriage. You know, marriage has to be married. We should be married in the church. But it does not that the church is judgmental. It's that the voice of the Lord sometimes has to touch our hearts over time. And we have to realize that, you know, our ways are not the Lord's ways. It reminds me of something, too, of Father Pedro Arrupe was the Jesuit General Superior for many years. And in his memoirs, at the end of his life, he wrote that one of the greatest things, his greatest memories were the most unexpected and diverse turns that happened in his life. Things that he never would have imagined that he would have done or have been called to do. But those were the most significant moments in his life, because they're unexpected, and you never know what the Lord has in store for us. So, like St. John the Baptist, in our life today, we have to allow, since the Lord to be the Lord, and to allow him to direct us in our life, and he will do unexpected things in our life, and that sometimes that's when we really recognize that it is the Lord who is at work. That first reading reminds us, the Lord is God, there is no other. And Isaiah, making that statement, in Israel, where they're professing that, was something very, very profound. Not that there was God, their God, and all these other gods were around, but there is no other God. And this is the God, the Lord, that we truly want to encounter, who is often very hidden and works very unexpectedly in our lives.